there are some cases that cut deep in Australia that ignite strong feelings on both sides in almost anyone that you talk to.
Constable Zachary Rolfe fatally shot the 19-year-old.
Sometimes I think about how he must have felt in his last moments. Was he scared? Terrified, I'd imagine.
And I can promise you, consequences will flow as a result of that investigation.
The case of Kumanjai Walker is one of those cases. It's a case about a police shooting that led to a 19-year-old Aboriginal man's death in custody.
Constable Rolfe has pleaded not guilty to one charge of murder and two alternative charges of manslaughter and engaging in a violent act causing death.
Prosecutors took the case to the High Court, challenging his plans to argue he shouldn't be liable because he acted in good faith in his role as a police officer.
Today a verdict was delivered. There is never any winners in circumstances such as this.
I'm Stephen Stockwell, host of the Case Law Podcast. In our next series, we're revisiting the six-year saga that started with three gunshots in the remote community of Yuendumu and ended in a landmark coronial finding in 2025. To tell this story, I'll be joined by the ABC's Melissa McKay, who reported on all 6 years of the murder trial and the inquest from the Northern Territory.
On one hand, you had supporters of Zachary Rolfe arguing that the prosecution should never have happened. And then on the other side, you had Kumanjai Walker's family, who viewed Kumanjai Walker as an innocent victim of police brutality.
We'll take you through each moment of the shocking and unusual events that surround this story and answer your questions in our final episode.
His Northern Territory community is taking in the long list of coronial recommendations.
An organisation with significant hallmarks of institutional racism.
There's been a huge outpouring of grief.
When we are going to get justice? When?
To hear this series, search the Case Law Podcast on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.